Mevagissey, a quintessentially Cornish fishing port with history, interest and tranquility as well. Now it's found by taking the B3273 down from St Austell, past tourist favourites like Penchuan, and into the back of the coastal town. Now you'll be directed towards the main car park, which is only just a short walk from the harbour itself.
Mevagissey, ancient fishwives, winter saint. Alone in their church, alone with the wind, with the strain of eyes that unpick horizons for specks of sail torn before the storm. Alone, mothers for sons, wives for husbands, girls for fathers. Alone, when the storm rips between the eaves, when the cry of gulls in mourning tears like linen in strips to bind wounds brought home from mysterious wars. Meva men, as fierce as saints on righteous crusades, sprung from earth, from the bear, from the lion, sprung to be brave when little folk shiver, when the siren's widowy lament rings between wires, hushes harsh waves, steals into women's hearts, the rheumatism of love on spring afternoon.
Mevagissey is named after two saints, St Meva and St Izzy, and the port is first documented in 1313. We'll be discovering some of its history on our visit, but if you've got children or even a bit of a grown-up kid yourself, let's take a trip to an exhibition with a difference. Head out of the car park and down into 4th Street, turning right along the narrow road, cross Tregony Hill, and keep on until the next road on your right. Follow this around a corner, not far, and you'll find the town's model railway exhibition. Well, coming to Cornwall, you want to see as much of Cornwall as you can. And you can actually do that in Mevagissey because there is an amazing exhibition called The World of Model Railways. And if you take a look around this, you get little instances of all sorts of corners of Cornwall. Everything from Bodmin Moor to Cornish Mine to a stone circle to a beach. And so the owner is Paul Catchpole. Just tell me a little bit about the idea behind the exhibition.
The model railway was set up about 39 years ago by a chap who used to be in the RAF, and he built a model railway in the shed down at the bottom of his garden and had so many people putting their heads around the corner that his wife suggested he set up one for the general public to visit. And so that's how we started, and it spent all the time that we've been here gradually being developed and improved and extra detail added, lots to entertain the family as they go around. And the more you look, the more little details you see.
Yes, one of the things you do notice is that it's got little stories happening around the display.
Absolutely. Having something that people can relate to from everyday life is quite important for the enjoyment they get out of it.
Now, one of the things that people will have heard about in Cornwall is the Beast of Bodmin. Now, not a lot of people have seen it, but I suppose coming here, it's a chance you could.
You could indeed see the Beast of Bodmin here. He's not big enough to do any harm, but he's lurking about on our railway, and you might just spot him.
Salt in the gutting cuts, oil in London lamps, and fish beguiled by night flood nets, and always the gulls and disappointments at the tight spirits of the market.
Cornish poet Bert Biscoe's view of the struggles the town's populations had over the years being a port open to the sea and all the threats and opportunities it's presented. Now make your way back down 4th Street and towards the harbour. Take a chance to browse around the many shops in this area as well. You're certain to find a fitting gift to take home to someone who wasn't as fortunate as you to make the trip. So I've just come down a narrow street through Mevagissey, heading towards the harbour, and there is a lovely gallery with very calming paintings of Cornwall, and it's owned by Jason Leosartis. Jason, just tell me, what is your inspiration here in Mevagissey?
Oh, like you just said, to resonate with what you said, is the calmness and the peace, and that's what we all really are yearning for in our lives. So I try and translate that into my pictures. A lot when people are on holiday, they're here for the peace and the calmness, and they always say how lovely they feel inside when they're here. So wherever you look, there's a peaceful scene, and that can make you feel nourished and peaceful and happy again. You know, it's what we all want.
So if we look at your paintings, just tell me a bit about the inspirations, the sort of things you look for in the local scenery.
Well, I try and paint things that are going to make me feel nice, so that's quite selfish. But also which is going to make other people feel nice. So like I said, wherever you look, there's a peaceful scene, ripples, boats, and there's just something about boats and you know, sunsets and things like that that really make you feel nice inside. And I try and translate that in the pictures, a beautiful sunset, sea. It's the things of nature which we often don't look at or we don't go and see and touch. That makes us very disconnected from the world. So I try and translate that into my pictures because, you know, without that, we're sort of starving to death, really, of a connection with nature.
I suppose that's one of the things that visitors look for when they come here, isn't it?
Yeah, they're looking for peace. They're looking for a quiet slot from their busy, often crazy lives. Getting up in the morning, rushing, work back. And I think when people come here, they often say to me, oh my gosh, I found such peace here. Now I've got to go home. Oh no, back to London. But what I say to them is, well, what you found here, you've got all the time. You can take it back with you.
So coming to Mevagissey, you obviously want to go down to the harbour and have a look at what's going down with the seagulls flying around. But there's also a chance to actually go out on the water and have a bit of an explore. And Peter Dudley is one of those people who help you do that with his boat trips. Just tell me, what sort of things can you see around here from the sea?
Oh, you can see all sorts. Sometimes you see a sail or odd shark or, you know, anything like that. An odd dolphin or two sometimes. You can't see anything around, you know.
What sort of points of interest have you got along here which you tell your visitors about?
Well, we generally we either do a half an hour trip around the coast, just point out a few things, or else we do our mackerel trip, put out the lines, catch some mackerel for them, like, as we go. Like.
And how good is the fishing around here?
Oh, it varies, but we have been catching mackerel commercially up until a couple of weeks ago, like, for the market, you know. But gone a bit scarcer, so now we're running a few trips, like.
Now, if you make your way down the harbour along the side called the Cliff, you'll find the town museum. It's free entry, so have a look around and discover stories of wreckers and how a French vessel hit the rocks in 1838. You'll also find out about some lesser-known facts about how the founder of Pears Soap, Andrew Pears, was born here in 1768, and about the Pilchard Oil Power Station built in 1895 to supply the lighthouse, and how it also made enough electricity for street lights, making this the first place in Britain to have electric street lighting. Also at this end of the harbour is the Harbour Master's office.
Hi there, I'm Captain Hugh Bowles, Harbour Master at Mevagissey. I've been Harbour Master here for nearly 18 years now. The inner harbour was built in 1774 and the outer harbour started being built in 1888. Unfortunately, the outer walls were washed down in 1891 with a great blizzard, and then they reconstructed and rebuilt again by 1897. The lifeboat house, which is in the outer harbour, that was built and completed in 1898 and served as a lifeboat station until 1930, when it's had various uses until the 1950s, when it was converted into an aquarium, which it still is.
Now just tell me about the harbour itself in the modern day, the sort of things that go on here. I notice it's still very much a fishing harbour.
Yeah, we're still a busy fishing harbour. The sort of landings of fish, probably around about £1.5 million worth gross a year. We have about 60 registered fishing boats, trawlers, netters, lining, and also we have quite a few sort of tripping boats.
It's a fantastic little fishing village, isn't it? Came last year, but we came back again because it's beautiful. Your girls love the aquarium around there.
Saw it on the map as a picturesque village and thought we'd visit it while we were down here.
It's really lovely and really picturesque, and really surprised because it's the first time I've been to Cornwall and it's really lovely.
We've actually taken a boat trip, and that was last year. This year we just like walking around the harbour.
Just to walk around the harbour, really.
From quite a busy town up north, so it's good to come down and just see the sea and just harbour life.
I just like going on the boat trips and having ice cream. So.
Well, I've never been here before, but I like it very much. I think it's lovely around the harbour.
A life with no living, but a life. Brim full as a pilchard barrel on Italian quays. Writhing in the mesh of God's infinite net. A life under shadows of infinite debt. But a life rich with women alone. Shawled and barefoot before the storm, forever, forever looking out, looking out. Mever Haggisy, silent saints, lend their November names to the town.
Now we've completed our introduction to the port, but there's so much more to see in the area. For instance, the Lost Gardens of Heligan. Have a look at Visit Cornwall's website for more information.